Pony Finance 101. So for this episode, I'm going to be talking about renting an apartment for the first time. This can seem a little daunting, and with the average Dallas apartment costing about $1,600 a month for about a 711 square foot apartment, which is according to apartments.com, this can be a lot, you know? And especially when you're a first-time renter, there are a lot of unknowns that can make this process very, very daunting. However, today I talked with Gabe Soto. He is a local realtor who kind of gives me a guide on what a first-time renter needs to know before hopping into this process. So could you introduce yourself to me? Where are you from? What do you do for work?
Yes, so my name is Gabe Soto, and I am a realtor and apartment locator here in Dallas, Texas. I work with Rogers Healy & Associates here in the Knox Henderson area, and I am a realtor across the entire DFW area.
So what would you say is the first step for a first-time renter when they are starting to look for an apartment?
Yeah, so definitely the first step I would recommend for a first-time renter is to make a wish list and then using their income to decide how much they can afford or get approved for. So here in Dallas, the standard income requirement for an apartment is 3 times the base rent. And with the rising cost of living now, so many of my clients are having to compromise on either style, amenities, or location. The big one I'm seeing is location. Everyone wants to live in Dallas proper, but for an apartment that meets their standards and their desired style, their budget often directs them to the suburbs like Allen, Plano, Frisco. So with that, I think a wish list is very important to setting your expectations before beginning the search and then seeing if your budget allows you to check all those boxes. Part of the reason I got into real estate is from my personal experience working with an apartment locator to find my first apartment. So it's definitely a service I recommend using that. It's completely free to work with a realtor to find an apartment. And all the commissions are going to be paid by the complex you select when you list your agent's name as your locator on your lease application. Essentially, the way it works is my clients reach out to me via text with their wish list, move-in date, and contact info. And from there, I send them a search with the best options that meet their criteria. After they review their list, I schedule the tours of the ones they're interested in, and then it's time to apply.
So would you say that people kind of need, you know, some options that can change around? Like maybe, you know, having a washer and dryer in their apartment isn't essential, but maybe having the location being, you know, you can move that around a little bit. Do you think that's important for people?
Definitely. I think being flexible is going to help you stay within budget. Thankfully, nowadays, most of the units are coming with washer and dryer in the apartment. But definitely, like I said, location is the one that I see a lot of people have to compromise on.
Right. So what are the normal costs associated with renting an apartment? And can you kind of explain, you know, the difference between initial costs and reoccurring costs?
Definitely. So the initial cost associated with renting an apartment will always be your deposit, your application, and admin fee. I typically see these between $150 to $250 for the application, $75 to $100 for the admin. And then those application fees will be per applicant. So if you have a roommate or a co-signer, a guarantor, they will be additional. The security deposit will vary. I typically see these between $250 and $500 for a one-bedroom or $500 to $1,000 for a two-bedroom. However, for first-time renters, some complexes will charge an increased security deposit just because it's your first apartment, which is usually equivalent to 1 full month's rent. On the recurring side of things, the costs are going to be the rent, of course, that's monthly, as well as utilities. I have yet to find a newer build in Dallas that includes utilities, so that's definitely a thing of the past in my experience. You will have electric, trash, water, sewage, sometimes gas, depending on if your building has it. Internet is typically an additional expense, but some will include it in the amenity fee, which is another fee that I typically see.
Awesome. So are there any costs that you see sometimes catch people by surprise?
Definitely. All the fees. Nowadays, there's so many different fees. I've seen amenity fees range from $10 to $160. So typically, the higher-end complexes are going to charge those higher amenity fees, which essentially just maintains the upkeep of the amenity spaces and sometimes will include your internet. These fees aren't negotiable, unfortunately, so the best way to avoid those would just be selecting a different community that may not charge as much.
Right, gotcha. All right, so can you kind of explain how the rental application process works?
Definitely. So the rental application process typically begins after touring the apartment, and many complexes, especially newer ones, offer look-in lease promotions where you can save maybe $500 of your first month or sometimes even a full month free if you apply within 24 to 48 hours of touring. So I always recommend waiting to tour until you are ready to apply. And then during that application process, It's fully online, and you'll submit your identification information, proof of income, and pay all the application fees. Paying the deposit is what takes your unit off the market, so I always recommend to move quick once you find a unit that you like before someone else applies.
Cool, I didn't know that first part.
Yeah.
And so I know that a lot of, you know, first-time renters don't really have a lot of credit or very good credit, so a lot of them will have to depend on co-signing. Yes. So can you kind of explain how that would work?
Definitely. So there's two different types. Co-signing is essentially for like a roommate or a resident who's actually going to be living in the apartment with you. So both your names will be on the lease agreement, and you only need to make 3 times the rent combined. Whereas a guarantor, you know, if you're not meeting the income requirements or the credit requirements, you can have, you know, a relative, a parent, a friend guarantor for you, where they will have to make 5 to 6 times the base rent, and it's solely for financial purposes. Essentially, they will not be living in the apartment.
Right, just like a backup.
Yes.
Gotcha. So when would you say is the best time to rent an apartment?
Yeah, definitely in the slower seasons of moving, not the summer. I'm really nervous to see the rise of rent over these next few months. In my experience, many of my clients were able to secure incredible deals between October and February.
Mm-hmm. Is it more beneficial to start the application process like really early on, or would you recommend doing it sort of, you know, like at the last minute?
Yeah, it's a great question, actually. So apartments here in Dallas operate on 60-day notices. So for apartments that are not brand new and, you know, they have residents currently living in those units, if they want to move out, they're required to turn in a 60-day notice. And typically the next day that unit goes back onto the market. So if you're looking for something that's not brand new, I always recommend starting your search 60 days out, because then you can apply and reserve that unit. So as soon as they move out, it's yours.
Gotcha. That's awesome. All right. So when the renter has, you know, applied and done all that stuff, and then they get their lease, what are some important things that you think they need to look for when reading through that lease?
Definitely. So always make sure that the lease agreement shows the correct rent price before you sign, because this is going to be a legally binding document. So also check the policy for late fees, you know, if you're late on rent, early termination fees. If you want to break your lease early, those are always very expensive. Animal violation charges, you know, if you're not paying pet rent, but you have a pet living in there and they find out, that'll be another fee you have to pay. And then all the additional monthly fees. These should all be listed on the first page of your lease agreement. And then upon moving in, you're also going to receive an inventory and condition form where you'll be able to make note of any damages or missing items from your apartment. You typically have 24 to 48 hours to return this. And my advice is to be as detailed as possible with this. I recommend doing this before you move in a single box, because it's going to be easier to spot and identify damages. And upon, you know, the end of your lease, they can compare this to the unit, and that's how you'll get your security deposit back.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So what's your opinion on renter's insurance? Do you think it's necessary?
Yeah, so nowadays most of the complexes are actually going to require it. You know, they won't hand you keys until they see proof of it. But it's also nice because it protects and insures your personal property should your apartment get broken into.
Awesome. I think the last thing is just, you know, any overall tips that you can give for lowering the cost of rent?
Definitely. So taking advantage of those specials that these apartments offer, it's primarily the newer builds because they want to lease up quick. So sometimes you can get I've even seen up to 3 months free. And if you, they call it self-prorate, you know, whenever you should be paying rent, but you get it for free that month, you can put that money aside into some savings, and then overall, the course of your lease term, it'll make the rent lower.
Gotcha. And then, random question, is there like a website that you would recommend people go to initially start that search for an apartment?
You know, a lot of people default to apartments.com. I try to steer my clients away from it just because it's outdated. So you may, you know, want to check it out to see which buildings or which style you like, but then I always recommend going to the actual apartment complex's website to see the accurate and updated pricing and availability.
Gotcha. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you for talking with me.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. As always, SMU Financial Literacy is here to help you. Email us at financialliteracy@smu.edu with any questions, and follow our Instagram @SMU Financial Literacy. Pony up. This podcast is a resource for students in regard to personal financial management, including budgeting and saving techniques, incurring and managing debt, and in general, dealing with their personal resources. The presenter of this podcast and those leading the interviews are not certified financial planners, licensed as financial advisors, or experts in the field of financial aid. However, guests interviewed may include professors, financial advisors, or others with expertise in the area which are covered by the podcast. Each individual that listens to this podcast should consider that the information presented is not financial or investment advice, is general in nature, and is not specific to the facts of any individual.